The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking about money, my favorite subject, one of. And who better to talk about it with than Stephanie Dawson, who's one of the managers and the family-owned business of Emerald Coast Coins. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going. I'm so glad it is Friday Eve.
Yes, that's right. It is Friday Eve. That's a good point.
It is.
All right. Tell me what's happening with Emerald Coast Coins. First of all, where you're located and just your number and website, just in case anybody wanted to look you up while they're listening to the show.
So we are at 1811 Creighton Road. Our phone number is 850-473-1515. And we're, like she said, we're just right up the road on Creighton.
Yeah, very close to the station.
Just really close. We're right across the street from that Cumberland Farms.
Okay.
Like right past the linear light. Super easy to see.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about Emerald Coast Coins. As I said, this is a family-owned business. Dad's been doing this for a long time.
Long time. This is our 23rd year in business.
Wow.
So insane. I have never lived anywhere this long ever.
Well, the listeners know I love locally owned businesses, family
yes.
owned businesses,
veteran, people
that,
yep,
veteran owned people that give back to the community. I'm all about that.
Yes.
And so you're one of those companies.
Yes. That's what we do. We just, we try, you know, our goal has always been educate first, try to get everybody, you know, educated, to learn about the coins and stuff that they have. And make sure we all have the right information.
Right.
And we're still learning too. Like if you're not learning, then what is there still in life, in my opinion? You always have to keep learning. And we're continually learning.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then we take that knowledge and push it out to the world.
Well, describe the store itself and what you do, because sometimes people may mistake it for a pawn shop, and that's not what you are, correct?
So true.
Yes, really clarify that.
I literally had a call the other day asking if we had lawnmowers. I was like, what?
Nope. This is very specific.
We are very niche. I guess is the easiest thing to say. We are very niche. We do coins, old coins, foreign coins, you know, just coins from all around the world, all different ages. Mostly that's like our main hub. We do the coin stuff. Like, you know, when you were little and looking in your dad's little Crown Royal bag and you see all these little wheat pennies or whatever, you know, that's the kind of stuff we deal with.
I love the Crown Royal bag, the purple bag.
Listen, everybody has them. We all know that's where everybody keeps.
I haven't heard that in a while. That's pretty funny.
But we do that. And then we also buy, you know, broken and unwanted jewelry. That's kind of, you know, like the, you know, pawn shops. So that's why I think people confuse us, is because we buy the jewelry, but that's all we buy. We just buy the jewelry and the coins.
For the value of the silver and gold, obviously.
Right, for the weight of the silver and the gold, correct.
Well, speaking of which, how are we doing in the market these days?
Yeah. So the market, like this week, it started off really strong. It was over $3,400
wow.
an ounce. It's come back down a little bit. So now it's like $3,370 for 1 ounce of gold. And then silver has been more steady. Like, it's been around that $39 range, and it's still right there, like $38.90.
Okay.
So that's been pretty set. And it's come up a little bit from a couple weeks ago when I was here. And I don't know how, so, you know, I wish I knew. Everybody's like, what do you think the market's going to do? If I knew, I would not be working.
Right. This is so true. Well, your dad founded this business, correct?
Him and his friend. Yeah, him and his friend. Him and his metal detecting buddy.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, I think we can make a business out of this. Let's give it a shot. Here we are, 23 years later.
Well, see, and I think it's amazing because I'll be honest with you, I don't know a lot about this niche and this business, and yet every time I drive up by your store, it's busy. You were saying you've been so busy this summer.
So busy.
So what keeps you busy?
The uncertainty of the world, I think, is one thing that keeps us busy, with people buying the gold and silver bullion stuff. So like bars or coins.
So you sell those?
So I sell those.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's one thing that keeps us busy. And believe it or not, there are still many collectors out there, many people who, you know, grandparents have passed down their traditions and their coin collections to their family members. And I get anybody, I mean, really from the ages of like 4, 5 and like up that are interested in coins already.
Wow. Well, it's great for kids.
It's so great for kids because not only are they keeping their minds busy with mm-hmm. trying to learn something new, it's keeping them occupied. Other than like an iPad or a computer.
Well, it's just fun because I don't know, we've lost the art of appreciating change.
We have.
I mean, obviously we've gone to all these Venmo and PayPal, you know, all the different online stuff, but I still love the value of holding money in your hand.
I mean, you know, you heard it at the beginning of that song, that change mm-hmm. sound is a fun sound.
Yeah, it's definitely recognizable.
It sure is.
Well, one of the things for kids that I like, and I mentioned this before, but I had received a gift 1 year for, because my dad was a big collector. And I loved it because it was one of those things where you could collect. It was the United States quarters.
The quarters,
of every
yes.
state. And I thought that was cool. And I was older when I got that.
It was kind of a fun thing. That they did that to get everybody back into collecting, and it totally worked.
Yeah.
Like, it totally worked. And so now they're into the women in history, so that's what they have in the quarters now.
Oh, neat.
So that's pretty cool.
Who are some of the women, do you know?
Not all. I know the man killer lady, and that's only because her quarter has a significant error on it. So that's the one that I always remember off the
okay.
top of my head.
Okay. But then what are some of the more common collectibles?
Wheat pennies. 100% wheat pennies.
Explain what that is, because there could be people listening that are going, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah. A wheat penny is from 1909 to 1958, and it has wheat stalks on the back.
You can see it. It looks like a stalk. Yep. It looks like a piece of wheat.
Stalks. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Called them wheat pennies, and they did those all the way up to 1958. And then after that, pretty much they're just pennies. There are, you know,
it has a cent. It says cent on the back.
Yes, it says 1 cent on the back. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it just went to the memorial back penny. And then now we have the shield, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I find interesting is because every time that Stephanie's on the show, I learn more. I learn a little something more. So one of the things that has interested me, I've never given it a lot of thought, I'll be honest, about the quality of coins or what they're made of. But you've been telling me that there's a big difference in the year that a coin was minted, the quality, the whatever kind of metals were used. I mean, I'm just assuming every penny's copper.
Pennies are copper up until 1982, so they still look copper now.
See how she knows this?
Yes, and they switched in the middle of 1982. So mm-hmm. if you have your pennies in 1982, I think the copper ones weigh 3 grams and the non-copper ones weigh 2.5 grams, and that's how you tell the difference.
Interesting.
So that's how you split them up.
And what did they use instead of copper?
Zinc.
Zinc, okay.
Yeah.
See, this is fascinating to me. This is stuff that
I
don't know. If you've got a question, she is the expert on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Stephanie Dawson with Emerald Coast Coins. Text in your question. Look in that jewelry box. If you've got a coin that's been sitting there forever and you've always wondered, does this have any value? 850-437-1620. She is our expert.
I do my best.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people will even get a little gold coin, you mentioned jewelry box, in a necklace, in a mm-hmm. bezel. Mm-hmm. And they won't, they're like, oh, my grandparents gave it to me. I have no idea. I just thought it was pretty.
right. Yeah, I inherited some Mexican coins.
Yep.
A charm bracelet that was all Mexican coins, which mm-hmm. was kind of cool. And then a necklace, like you talked about, that had this. So there's different things. People have different coins. What coins are considered good luck?
Probably pennies mostly, because uh-huh. you remember that old adage, see a penny, pick it up all day long,
mm-hmm.
you have good luck. So that would be the one I would go to first. And you would get the pennies and the little horseshoes they would make them. And
yes.
Make up the little horseshoe keychains.
That's right. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's.
I know. I'm telling our age right now.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's right.
But so I would say pennies are what people would consider good luck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So pennies are good luck.
Yeah.
Any foreign coins or anything now that are real popular or people are taking notice of?
Foreign stuff, not so much. People are finding it, or if they were a lot of the military people, you know, who went all over the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, they look at their stuff and we help them go through it. We have books that are, you know, thick. When I say, and I'm showing you, not that everybody
else can see,
they're super
me.
thick. And we have, and it's every century. So mm-hmm. when people are like, oh, I think I have this rare coin, I'm like, I have a book that's full of the centuries and I can show you that it's probably not. I'm not going to say forever and always, mm-hmm. but, you know.
Very interesting.
Google doesn't tell the
especially, truth. I would think, for our military. You know, my father had traveled all over the world when he was in the military.
Yep.
And so he has, and I've told her I've got to bring it in. I've inherited this bag,
mm-hmm.
baggie full of coins.
Yep,
from
the coins,
all over.
And they'll have the foreign paper bills or mm-hmm. the older generation will have military pay certificates, which is what they used on the ships instead of real money.
Oh, here's a great question. Sure. Okay, so if you've got some questions about coin collecting, or maybe you've got a coin you've been wondering about, you can text it in to Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. Talking with Stephanie Donson here, who is with Emerald Coast Coins. Got a question for you. Okay. If I had a small box of old coins, mm-hmm. could I just bring them down and let them go through it? Does she sell coins on commission, or does she just buy them?
I do not sell coins on commission. Okay. So I do buy them. But you can 100% bring your little box down. We can sit there and go through it with you mm-hmm. and figure out what you have and, like, show you, like, in the books or, you know, whatever the case may be. Like, this is what it is, and this is what, you know, they say it sells for. Yeah, so 100%.
And then if you find something that's valuable, so then that person would have the option of either keeping it or yeah. you would possibly buy it. Might
yeah.
be valuable.
When I'm giving them prices, I'm going to give them prices of what – like most likely what I would pay for if mm-hmm. I was going to buy it from them.
How are those determined?
So there's a whole network of coin collectors and coin dealers, mm-hmm. A whole network we're in. And so we bounce a lot of the ideas off of them. Like, this is what we have and this is, you know, what they're asking. And they're like, let's not so much look at the eBay prices. Let's come back down to reality. Because we have a like a network hub on the internet that we can, and it's not it's just for the coin dealers.
Right.
And so they can look on there and say, well, I've seen one selling for X amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. And that helps us determine the prices.
Okay, very good. So, yes, you can bring a small box of coins
in. 100%.
You could probably even bring a large box of coins. Just
yes, you can. I mean, we had somebody bring it earlier this week. Well, it was like Monday or Tuesday. We had two huge collections come in. And when I mean, they were like... the file boxes. Yes. And they probably had like four or five of those each.
Wow.
It was so great.
Wow. Well, that's like Christmas for you, I imagine.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Because you never know what you're going to find.
You never know what you're going to find.
That's like the old lottery ticket you
yes.
take in. It's been sitting there forever.
Exactly.
Okay. So we have another question that came in for you, Stephanie.
Okay.
Do they still offer the mint proof sets?
So
you need to explain what that is.
Yeah. So proof set, the mint proof set is a proof set that came from the U.S. Mint. We do still have some of those in the store. We're not purchasing any from consumers right now if they don't have silver in them, just because I am so inundated with backlog on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we do still buy some every year, not as much as we used to, just because people aren't purchasing them as much.
What does mint proof mean?
Mint proof. Well, on the box it says mint proof set, but a proof set is mm-hmm. what it is, and it just means it's been struck differently than the change
coin?
In our pocket. Yeah,
it's coin. A coin. Okay.
Coin that's been struck differently than the coins we see in our pocket.
Uh-huh.
It's going to have more of like a mirrored look. So if you look at it, you're going to be able to see your reflection.
Oh, really?
They're super shiny and beautiful.
Huh. Okay.
And they make them in silver and not in silver.
And that's what, quarters or?
So mint proof set would be whatever coins they've made for the year.
Oh, wow.
So like this year, it would be, I think, four quarters. And then a half dollar, a dime, a nickel. And
so you could purchase. See, I don't know anything about this. You could purchase
a
set.
Yeah.
That would be like from 2025.
Yep.
And that means it's never been circulated.
Correct.
Oh, okay. That's very cool.
And now, so we do buy some of those. But also, like, you know, you can always go to the usmint.gov mm-hmm. and order it yourself. Because I'm ordering it from the same place you are. And my prices are the same.
Okay. It's so interesting. There's so much that I don't know.
Yeah.
So I feel bad being the person asking the questions.
No, it's totally okay.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's just so much to learn, but I'm fascinated by it.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it's really a fun thing. So if you've got a question for 850-437-1620, take a look at that jewelry box or that old drawer where you've got those coins.
Flatware, we buy the silver.
Oh, you do?
We buy the silver flatware, the bowls, the pitchers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a conversation with some friends the other day about that, how it was such a, you know, for wedding presents and things, you always got people some silver,
yep.
a silver tray or things like that. And we're not doing that anymore.
Not anymore.
Are not doing that.
Nobody wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people might want it, but a lot of people don't.
Well, my sister had a great idea. She eventually took the silver flatware out and started using it as her daily silverware.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, it used to sit in a box
yeah.
all year long till the Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's good. But silver technically, and I think they used it a lot back then too, because silver technically is good like for you as a, like, person, like
mm-hmm.
if you're touching it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like they make colloidal silver
uh-huh.
for people that, like, if you're sick, you drink the
colloidal
silver.
Oh, interesting.
Silver.
Oh, I didn't know that. You are just a plethora of interesting
just
facts.
Sometimes useless information in there. It's okay.
No, it's all good. 850-437-1620, talking with Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins. Such a broad topic, so many different things that we could ask. Right now, it's July, it's patriotic. Are people picking up? I mean, I know it's the 4th and Blue Angels have passed, but is there still time to get some of those patriotic type things?
You can. Well, we have Silver Eagles, which I would guess would probably be, there's just the American 1 ounce silver coin that's got an eagle on the back and the Walking Liberty on the front. So that's pretty patriotic.
Uh-huh. Is that a dollar?
So it's got a dollar face value, but they're worth around $43,
$44. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so people, yes, everybody's still buying silver.
Okay.
Like, or gold. I have people buying so much right now. You know, they see in the future what they think it's going to be, and they go for it. And I'm like, if I'm listening to you, because I get a lot of information from my customers, too, who are like, I was listening to this, whatever, and this is what I have figured out. And I'm like, cool, dude. All right. I'll check it out, you know.
So in summertime, is there much of a difference in the summer of what people are looking at? Or do you see, is it seasonal at all?
Not the only time it really ever gets seasonal is Christmas time. And they're still coming in buying the silver eagles, anything from the year 2025, or if a baby's born, or graduation. You know. They're looking for, you know, this year stuff, and they all come in like last minute during Christmas time. So I'm like, look, it's July. Start your Christmas shopping now.
There you go.
Start your holiday shopping now. Get it before it's gone and before the prices go up.
So a friend of mine just announced a grandbaby.
Yay.
And now I'm sitting here thinking that'd be a sweet gift, wouldn't it?
A lot of people so we have the little, cases that the coins can go in, the silver eagles, and it says it's a boy or it's a girl.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, what a cute gift. That's such a cute gift. And it's the year they're born.
Yep.
Oh, I see. I like stuff like that.
Yes.
Very sentimental that way.
Yes, exactly.
I like that. That sounds wonderful.
I love that.
Talking to Stephanie Dodson, we are here at Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. So what have we not talked about?
We're changing our hours.
Oh, well, we need to talk about that.
So we are changing our hours at work. Starting the first full week in August, we will be open Monday and Friday are going to be 9 to 5 like normal. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're closing at 4.
Okay, so Monday and Friday, 9 to 5.
Yep.
And Tuesday and Thursday?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 to 4.
9 to 4. Okay.
And we are doing that.
You're not open on Saturday or Sunday?
We're still not open. Never, ever. So, you know, that's just so we can, basically, so we can catch up with all the backlog we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to, you know, I'm going to say it's temporary until we can get things caught up. So that's going to be temporary hours.
Okay. Well, that's good. We'll keep you updated here.
Yeah, for sure. Here on the Facebook page. We have a Facebook page.
And you update that pretty regularly.
I do my best. Yeah. If there's something that needs to be like pressing put out there, you know, or like I said, hey, happy Blue Angels weekend, like the other day, you know.
Yeah.
Like just something fun for the community. I try to post it on there for sure.
Well, I was watching the other day. They were showing some archaeological things that are going on here in town. And we live in such a history-rich place.
We do. And
they're digging up sites. And so what is one of the most unique things that maybe has come across your desk that's local, maybe that's old and local?
Well, this wasn't for the coin shop per se, but somebody I know, I'll tell that one later. There's a lot of buttons. I see a lot of the old buttons from back in the
Confederacy.
You know, those days.
Wow.
Yeah. And the little bite bullets. Okay. So I see that kind of stuff coming a lot that people have found it just metal.
What was the second thing?
Bite bullet. So I think it's something they would like bite on.
Bite bullet.
Yeah, I think that's what they're called. And little musket balls.
Oh, wow. Now, what kind of metal were those made of? Who knows?
I'm not a metal detector person.
Interesting.
I just know that stuff that comes in sometimes.
So some people will bring that into you?
Yeah, because my dad, you know, we don't do metal detectors anymore, but my dad's was heavy into the metal detecting, and so he knows a lot of that information too. So they come in and be like, what's this?
Yeah.
Because he's only there till noon.
Right.
And so
if you have something like that, you want to come in the morning and see her dad, who's an expert on all the good stuff.
He's pretty good. And if he's not, then he knows people who are. You know, the metal detecting club or the coin collecting club, you know, whatever.
So what's one of the most unusual things maybe that has been found locally that you're aware of?
Somebody found that. Well, I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, it's okay. I'm like, I don't know, because I just don't know off the top of my head. Okay. I have to think about that one.
Well, if you've got something unusual, perhaps, maybe you found a bullet in your backyard or something that you're wondering, what is this from? This place has the expert in-house with her dad.
Usually.
And then, of course, her brother and sister run the place and do the backgrounds and research on all the different kinds of coins.
Yes.
And with gifting and with collecting and so many other ways that you can get involved. And it's really a great hobby.
It's so much fun. I had a customer come in yesterday. They were looking for like a piece of eight, which is pirate money. Like an old.
You were talking about that last time. I know. I get excited every time. Tell me more about this.
They were looking for one a little bit smaller for a personal reason, and I didn't have what they needed, but mm-hmm. they saw our bigger ones we have, which is, an 8 real, and they were looking for like a 2 real.
Where do you find pirate money?
So we get these mostly from another distributor.
Okay.
Who is very knowledgeable in these old coins or the ancient coins and mm-hmm. the Spanish cobs and all that. That way we know they're authentic.
Right.
And we know where they came from. So that's how we get them. We do get customers that bring some in that have bought them from wherever that are
mm-hmm.
real.
Wow.
You know, that or their family had, and you know, mm-hmm. they're real. They were looking for one of those, and I had the bigger ones, and they were like, I'm going to have to come back and get it, but I love it. And I'm glad I got to see it and touch it.
What does it look like?
It looks like a beat up piece of silver
mm-hmm.
is my best way to explain it. And it's not shaped like a circle or anything because it was a long time ago. And they have like the Spanish cross on the back
uh-huh.
and I think a shield on the other
Interesting.
Side.
Interesting. Okay. And a reminder, because I've learned this the hard way, do not clean any money you find.
Correct. Do not clean any money you find. Now, with some of these older coins, some mm-hmm. of these ancient coins or the older coins like that, sometimes the major people will conserve them, which is make them look, you know, clean or whatever. It just depends. But like me as just an everyday little coin person, mm-hmm. no way.
Yeah.
That's not my job. It's right. going to stay the way it is.
Yeah. But you definitely get the value of it when you see that it's that old.
Exactly.
So that's important too. Talking with Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins. So much going on there now. It makes me laugh that you're so busy.
I'm glad somebody likes it.
I think it's great.
I mean, I don't dislike it, but girl, sometimes at the end of the day, we just sit there for the last 5 minutes and we're like, phew, that was a day.
What are the most common services that you provide, like from undated? What keeps you busy?
Everybody bringing in their error coins keep us busy.
Now, what's an error coin?
An error coin is technically something that is wrong with the coin that like might have got misprinted while it was in production. Like off-centered is a big one. So mm-hmm. like instead of seeing Lincoln's head where it should be, it's kind of off and you see a little bit more clear, like blank rim on the side. That would be a good one.
Uh-huh.
Everybody comes in with a quarter saying, I have it in COD we trust. So a C instead of a G.
But they're
not a thing. Like I can find, they just change the way they make the G on the quarter so mm-hmm. it doesn't look like the traditional G's.
Okay, so what would be a good error coin?
So the one I just talked about, one being off struck a little bit, mm-hmm. so it's got to be like 10 or 15% on that coin to make a difference. Lamination errors is something that my brother's really good at too, and it looks like the coin's almost peeling off, like it's got a piece peeling off.
I had one of those. Is there value in that?
It could be a few bucks. Just depends. Depends on how it is. Like, you know. It's not like, again, it's not like what, you know, the eBay or the Google prices. Mm-hmm. They're like, it's $4 million.
Well, what could I find that is $4 million? What are the big ticket items that
well,
you could find?
Well, I mean, you know, look for that 1943 copper penny. It's not going to be $4 million, but it's going to be at least a quarter of a million.
I have a whole jar of pennies
there you
for my
go.
Dad's penny collection. But it would take, it would take a month to go
it
through
sure
all
would.
Those things.
But
for
but it'll keep
a quarter
you
of a million, it could be worth it, right?
That's it. Find that copper.
Oh, my goodness.
Find that copper 1943. That'd be
1940.
Great.
Okay. It's on my list. And I hope it's on your list, too.
And
I think we should get a
44.
Cut. If you do find that 1943
there
penny,
you, go.
You heard about
share.
It on Pep Talk. You got to share.
Now, in all actuality, if something truly like that came in and it was real, it would have to be sent off and certified to mm-hmm. to clarify that was real. And that is something that would probably go to probably go to an auction house. There
gotcha.
Are some times where you're like, okay, we'll get it graded.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes to the auction house, like one of the major auction houses.
Wow, so interesting. Okay, we've been having fun today talking about coins and Emerald Coast coins with Stephanie Dodson. We've run out of time.
Of course. Hey, we're doing better this time than we did last time.
I know. So give those new hours again.
Yep. Monday and Friday, 9 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 to 4, starting the first week in August.
Okay. And your phone number?
850-473-1515, 1811, Creighton Road.
Website?
EmeraldCoastCoins.com or find us on Facebook.
And they're on Facebook. All right, Stephanie, thank you. It's always fun talking about money with
yes.
you.
Always.
Money, honey.
Money, honey.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back in just a few minutes right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.